What's good, everyone? My name is Jacob Moses, community builder at Strongtowns, and welcome to It's the Little Things, a Strongtowns podcast where in each episode, we focus on a different action that you, the concerned citizen, the elected official, the city planner, can take to make your town stronger. This episode's action: partnering with local government to create and foster ideas. Visit any community or advocacy group in any city, town, or neighborhood across the country, and you'll realize that citizens have no shortage of ideas on how they can improve their community. They envision a community where their neighbors can safely walk in their neighborhood, find different housing no matter their income level, and connect in a meaningful way with elected officials. People have the ideas. However, without support from the community, including elected officials, implementing those neighborhood-boosting ideas can be more challenging. That's why in this episode, we have Regina Portillo on the podcast, Executive Director of Laredo-based nonprofit City Makery, which helps citizens become owners of their city and empower them to effect change through public, private, academic, and philanthropic partnerships. City Makery has done excellent work turning citizens' neighborhood-boosting ideas into reality, and in this episode, you'll learn how you can adopt a similar approach for your own community, including how to encourage people to share their ideas, how to uplift those people to act on their ideas, and how to get local government involved in the process. Enjoy. Hey there, Regina. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you, Jacob?
I'm doing well, thank you. How's life in Laredo?
It is extremely hot. We're reaching 105 today, and that's pretty normal for our summers. So.
Goodness. Well, hang in there. I know that's mighty challenging. I'm based here in Denton, Texas. We're having some hot summers as well, but we'll hang in there together. Well, Regina, so happy to have you on the podcast today. I'm really excited to share the City Makery story and all the great work that you guys have been doing down in Laredo, and hopefully in the process, here's some insights for listeners on how they can find and promote their own investments in their neighborhoods. To get us started, Regina, I'd love to start with the background story on City Makery. What were y'all noticing in the neighbors of Laredo that inspired y'all to start this organization?
Yeah, so to give some context on Laredo and kind of the landscape of what we started working with, Laredo has a very high poverty rate. A third of Laredoans are under the poverty line. It was ranked the second most unhealthy city in America. And similar to that, we have what we call brain drain, where a lot of our young talent leaves Laredo for school or for work, but they don't come back. So, you know, knowing all those things, the city of Laredo decided to update its comprehensive plan. It hadn't been updated in about 20 years. And a comprehensive plan is the blueprint that identifies the city's priorities and goals and how city government should move forward with what everyone in the city wants. And so the process of developing a comprehensive plan is, it involves getting input from the community. And that's when the people who were leading in this process, the architects and urbanists, that's when they first noticed an immense untapped potential of community involvement. So while the community was not satisfied with their city, they began to imagine the possibilities. Yet they didn't know how to accomplish those things, and even less so that they could be the ones empowered to lead those efforts themselves. So we began sort of as a consequence of the experiences during that process, and we began to take the lead on organizing like-minded people into groups. So City Makery is a nonprofit, but we have a joint venture with an architecture and urbanism firm because they know firsthand from their work the amazing tool that city government can be in creating the quality of life that reflects the community's values and needs. So CityMakery was officially formed as a 501c3 last year, and our primary role is to facilitate advocacy and city officials and staff so that they all can develop the city into what everyone wants. And I like to say that we're the concierge to what the community wants to achieve.
Beautiful, Regina. Now, flashing back to this comprehensive plan, I imagine the city held several public meetings to allow people to come and give their input. It sounds like from the start that the residents of Laredo were very engaged throughout this process. Is that correct? Whenever y'all said, hey, come and give us your input, the residents were happy to come and share their insights and their experiences. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. And they had also not been in a room that facilitated conversations between city staff and themselves. So I think it was eye-opening for both the residents, but also for city staff and officials who were hearing this firsthand. And so, you know, everyone has lots of ideas, but it's what you do with them that will change the way that your community is. And so that space, that those town halls and charrettes that they call them, did have a lot of traction, and the people that went there were definitely very engaged.
And I can totally picture myself at that meeting. I know I've attended several here in Denton, Texas, whether it's a meeting for updating our zoning code or a mobility plan. You're in this space where you're able to freely give your ideas and really have permission to be creative and to share them with your peers. However, and this is what I love about CityMakery, no one really takes you aside afterwards and is like, hey, maybe we won't apply this to our comprehensive plan or mobility plan, but I think this is a great idea. Let's work together to make it happen. Can you tell us a little bit more about that process for CityMakery, how you're aggregating these ideas? It started with the comprehensive plan, and then as you aggregate these ideas, help actually make them happen in Laredo. Walk us a bit through this process.
Yeah, so the ideas exist, like you mentioned. They're out there. And there are two ways that a project or these ideas can become projects through CityMakery. And it's either that a group of people, they already exist, but they've been unsuccessful in their efforts to achieve something, and they're seeking help to kind of get through next steps or wherever they feel stuck at. And then the second way is that we start to connect like-minded people that have approached us either personally or through our website. And so we see a trend and we start to connect them and create meetings where they can meet and they can start to discover what objectives it is that they really want to accomplish. So once it becomes a project and we sort of vet it as a project that enhances quality of life for the city. And so usually these projects are citywide, and they either inherently tie back to the comprehensive plan, which was based on what the community wanted, or they advanced the city's health, social, or economic benefits. And so once we've said, okay, this is a project that aligns to our mission and we're going to take it on, the process is then to bring even more strategic partners into the mix, depending on what the objective is. And this can be anyone from city department staff members, business owners, existing community groups, or any entity that we know have a similar mission. And then together with those strategic partners, we identify the specific goals that everyone wants to accomplish. What's something that everyone agrees on? And once those goals are more concrete, we begin an in-depth research phase to gather industry data and find a local data or go out and gather the local data that will inform what needs to happen next. Because we might start with one idea, but after looking at the data, we might discover something else that needs maybe more of a focus than we thought. And then from that data and research, we then need to really think about laying the foundation that will allow for continued success. And sometimes that is that we draft and advocate for a specific city ordinance that will allow for these sorts of projects to live on. And sometimes those city ordinances are to allocate permanent budget for whether it be, you know, biking, public art, or the different projects that we oversee. And another thing that we've seen as like laying the foundation is identifying a city staff role that needs to be created, because we see that other cities might have a bicycle pedestrian coordinator and we don't. And so we see how that can lay the foundation. We also create that those essential components by maybe creating a permanent platform where, you know, we can always meet once a month in this location, and we partner with city departments or even city committees that are already overseeing something similar. So, you know, again, those partnerships are really essential. And then I would say kind of the last phase of this that just continues really depending on how long it takes us to accomplish something. Some of these problems are complex, so they take a while. But I would say after the first milestone is achieved, we take that opportunity to bring the community together and celebrate and keep the momentum going. But at the same time, make sure that we're measuring whatever impact we are having, because the success of any milestone will allow us to get to that next milestone that we want to get into. And then at the same time, the work continues to be done. Even if we have something passed through city council, we need to be following up to make sure that it's being done and that it's being done with the input of these advocates.
Regina, I'm so impressed with how City Makery ties these projects back to policy. You know, because I imagine, say, someone in Laredo is like, I want to have more pop-up parks in our core neighborhoods. For a lot of people, and especially elected officials, perhaps, this is a brand new idea. It's understandable that they may be skeptical. However, if someone works through City Makery to be able to just to demonstrate this idea, get some of the stakeholders involved to see that, hey, this is a low-lift way to activate a neglected space, I imagine that encourages elected officials to perhaps consider policy to allow whatever idea that was moving through City Makery. What has that relationship been like, starting with demonstrating an idea and then trying to create some kind of policy around it?
Yeah, so the relationship that we have with city officials and city staff is that they are partners. They are our partners, but they also even become advocates as well. People who work within our local TxDOT office, the Texas Department of Transportation office, they start to care more about the issues that we're talking about because they're seeing that it's something that the community wants, and they start to take part in it. And then from the city official's standpoint, the more that they learn, and again, this is very data driven. So we're showing the numbers of what's going on with the city, where the issues are, where we're doing well in. I often see that they even use some of our data points in conversations that they have at city council or in other public meetings. And so they're an integral part of this, and we work alongside them. And, you know, I see how sometimes they want some input that we might have to make a case that they're doing. And then likewise, we also reach out to them when we really need their help pushing something. And so I would say it becomes a continuous conversation. And we slowly in this way are eliminating the sense of the us versus them, and instead make it that conversation between us all and create that we that we know we can have, because the way that we see it and that we live it through these projects is that the community's engagement goes beyond the polls. And the way that cities have been set up is that, yes, we do have elected officials that we you know, go out and vote for. But that doesn't mean that just because they have been elected that they know and they consistently know everything that the community wants. And, you know, those things evolve over years. So we want to really make it a true partnership.
Regina, this reminds me of a report that Strongtowns put out, I think it was 2014, called the Neighborhood's First Approach. So this was our president and founder, Chuck Marone, went out in Brainerd, observed where people struggled, and made small incremental investments to address those struggles. And you were talking about the data. When we looked at the data from this report, it cost a fraction of the cost to the city's kind of big projects that they had in mind, yet was getting a considerably higher return on investment. When y'all are aggregating this data and sharing it with elected officials, what has their response been like to find out that modest neighborhood-led projects can really have a meaningful return on investment for the city?
Well, I would say that they take that information and they empower city government to do more of it. Because we consistently bring the city into the conversations that we're having, and they are part of many of our projects where we need city resources, or we're doing something on city land. So because they're put in the front of that as, you know, people that made this possible, then they take ownership of it as well. And so it's something that we see that they want more and more of it because they see, okay, this is successful. I would guess they feel much better about some of those projects than simply having people go to them and point fingers and bring them complaints. So I think it brings a different sense compared to maybe some of the other work that they do.
Yeah, that totally makes sense, Regina. I want to take a shift and talk about these people in Laredo that are having these great ideas for their city. I imagine it is so refreshing and so encouraging to be able to share your big idea for Laredo and then to have an organization like City Makery who, should it meet the criterion of aligning with the comprehensive plan, work alongside you to help bring that idea to fruition. It reminds me of something that we're doing here in Denton just tomorrow night. So we have our Little D Big Ideas little session where about 15 residents are going to come out and they have 2 minutes to share their big idea for Denton. I don't imagine there's going to be much conversation afterwards to actually coordinate these ideas. Regardless, it's a great opportunity to share those ideas with our peers. You guys are actually working with these residents to help make their ideas happen. What has that been like for the person with that big idea for Laredo? What has their response been to be able to take ownership and with some help actually make this project happen?
So I think on a personal level, I have really seen impact that I didn't imagine some of these projects could have. To give you an example, this past weekend, we completed a street mural where it was a very grassroots project where we had 12 artists come and join us and design and actually paint a street mural. And I would say something that comes to mind with these projects is the before and after is palpable in terms of how people feel engaged with this place that is their city, their home, and they've had an impact in making change here. And, you know, it's all positive change. And self-efficacy is a psychological term, which means how you feel about creating something that you didn't think you could do. So it sort of relates to confidence.
Yes. And I imagine sense of place, probably a deeper attachment to their neighborhood.
Yes. And so that sense of pride that maybe they didn't have about their role in their city and the potential that they could have in creating more of this. So on a personal level, I've seen firsthand how this helps people feel more engaged to each other end to their city in terms of the impact that they've created, and they want more of it. You know, they're not concerned about whether project or their involvement will have monetary compensation or anything like that. It's all about the experience that they are connecting to each other, and then connecting other people that they may not even know engaged with their city in a different way, in a different light. So the impact is very personal, and the social capital that we're strengthening through this has a ripple effect. And so, you know, one person tells another friend, and that person tells another friend, and that's the power of this, is that people are involved and they are leading this. And so the experience that they have then, you know, trickles down to more people.
Regina, in your experience at City Makery, is there any shortage of good ideas for Laredo? In your experience fielding all these ideas, do they just keep on coming? Do you kind of have to squeeze it out of people? What's that process been like, actually collecting these
ideas?
Yeah,
there's no shortage, I'll tell you that much. Awesome. Yeah. The community, they know what it is that they want, and the ideas just keep coming. And some of them are great ideas, and some of them, maybe they're not great for the city right now, but maybe in 2 years they will be. And so all of these things that people come to us with, one thing that's interesting is that they often give us an idea and just kind of tell us like, hey, you run with it. But our mission is that they become the owners of that, and that they help lead those projects. So from all these different ideas that are being thrown at us or being brought in a more formal way, all of them, I think, have something in common in terms of which ideas will become successful in a reality or not. And that's that when people motivate each other, if you bring enough of the right people into one room, and, you know, we are the facilitators to make these meetings successful and productive. So if you have all those elements in place, there's still something that needs to happen between those people that is going to make this stick or not. And that is that they need to motivate each other. If they motivate each other enough, if they are all going towards the same goal, then those ideas stick. Because we might have, you know, the platform for effective engagement, but if people are not motivating each other and finding out that they actually really all are similar in this thing, despite whatever backgrounds they have, they are seeing this light at the end of the tunnel of something they want to reach. And that's powerful. And that's when progress is actually achievable, is when those groups, you know, have that glue that will bring them together for this purpose.
Regina, I imagine listeners are just nodding their heads as you're explaining this remarkable process that you guys have created at City Makery. And I imagine many listeners are anxious to maybe pursue something similar in their own communities. You said there's no shortage of ideas in Laredo. I imagine that there's no shortage of ideas in every neighborhood across this nation. However, we need to be able to create an environment where people feel comfortable to share their ideas. If there's a listener who wants to start just low lift, just start aggregating ideas for their own community, what tips do you have for them to create an environment where everyone who feels part of the neighborhood can come and share those ideas?
Yeah, I think our approach in all of this has helped make this a smoother process for everyone. And our approach is embedded in the idea that we are always inclusive. And that means people that you might see as not a part of your group, like city staff, for example. So they often get, you know, fingers pointed at them, but we see them as partners, and they always have a seat at the table with us. And so being inclusive in areas that you may not have even thought of is powerful. Like we mentioned, private businesses sometimes become partners in certain projects because they know the demand from their areas. But sometimes it aligns well to what we're doing. So with urban agriculture, for example, we have restaurateurs who want farm-to-table food. And if you were just thinking of a few people that you know, you may not have thought to bring in those business owners on board. Maybe the Sure. parks department on board, and all of these different entities that directly or indirectly touch the mission of what you're doing. And so inclusiveness is always very important in each step along the way. And another thing to keep in mind is that you have to act with urgency, because if you don't act with urgency, things may, you know, slip through the cracks and not have the focus Sure. that it needs. And so creating some of that urgency is important. And we sometimes use data, we sometimes use stories of things that have happened that help us create that sense of urgency. So that's something that inclusiveness and urgency working together with those two things in everything you do. And then something, if you are thinking of starting something in your own city or you have this idea in mind, you're not sure how to get there. One thing I always remind myself of is I ask the question, what do other cities do? Before I start to try to tackle this problem, or I might think I know the answer, I should take a step back and see what have other cities done, whether that's an ordinance or a skate park. Someone's tried it before. And the best practices are out there, you know, and you need to yeah. search and find what's going to work for your city and your community. But many times I call up other city departments, other nonprofits, and you'd be surprised how willing they are to share whatever they can. And I include City Makery in wow. that. We're a resource as well that, you know, we have already had conversations with other cities about what's worked here, and we're happy to continue doing that.
Wonderful, Regina. That's some excellent advice. I want to know, what's next for City Remakery? What's on the docket for y'all?
Yeah, so I've spent the past year really refining our methodology and discovering what has made us successful in every project that we take on. And so now I'm taking that approach, that methodology, and these portfolio of projects to find more partners, more support in scaling this, because I've seen how it can be successful here in Laredo, Texas, a border town that has and continues to have many struggles. And I want to be able to share this blueprint and take the banner up in other cities who are also looking to do this. So I'm looking to grow City Makery as much as possible. And, you know, despite where you're located, despite, you know, how crazy your weather is or what your demographic looks like, we know that cities are all foundationally similar, and City Makery could work in any city.
Love it, Regina. And I'll tell you what, here at Strong Towns, we are rooting for y'all. We're so proud of the work you guys have been doing. So glad to have met y'all. I think you met Bo, our development director mm-hmm. at CNU recently. Is that correct? Is that how y'all got connected?
Someone who met him thought of City Makery and thought that we would we would need to speak. So yeah.
I love it. I'm so glad that happened. And we are just honored to share y'all's story. You're doing excellent work in Laredo, and we hope it inspires other folk to start pondering this methodology as well, for how we can get better, more neighborhood-led investment in our communities. And who knows, maybe City Makery will be rolling up to their town as well.
Exactly, yeah.
I love it. Well, Regina, if anyone wants to connect with you, learn more about all the great work that you guys are doing at City Makery, where can people find y'all online?
CityMakery.com is the best place to reach us. And if you want to shoot us an email or call us up, all our information is on there.
Perfect. Well, Regina, thank you. This has been a joy, and we'll chat very soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Regina. Talk soon.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you're enjoying the content, please subscribe to It's the Little Things on iTunes, and we will chat next week. See ya.